Bir gün.
Our gospel lesson this morning comes from the gospel according to St. Matthew, from the 11th chapter, verses 2 through 11. Let's listen together for the word of the Lord. When John heard in prison what Christ was doing, he sent his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else?" Jesus replied, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor. Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me." As John's disciples were leaving, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. "What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No, those who wear fine clothes are in the king's palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' I tell you the truth, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
It was a dark, cold morning, and I was going to work. I was about to start a new job for a very large construction company as a carpenter. And I had promised myself that I would never do something like that. But Carolyn and I were about to move to Bangor to go to seminary, and we needed more money than I was making. So that's one of the things big construction companies give you, is more money and more danger. I remember the foreman came to me and the crew I was supposed to be in, and he said, "Are you afraid of heights?" And I said, "I never have been." Well, I didn't realize we were going to be 45 feet in the air walking on 6-inch I-beams. It's kind of bothered me. I looked down, and there was rebar sticking up all over the place where they were about to pour concrete. And I thought, oh, at least they put those rubber plastic knobs over the rebar. And then I thought, well, maybe I'd rather just have the small piece of rebar go through instead of one of those great big knobs. And I had to move. Now, here was the first test. Walk the 6-inch piece of steel. Now, we had belts and we hooked off to cables, and I started to walk along, and then I decided I was going to get down and sit on my backside, wrap my legs around the beam, and move forward that way. That wasn't really acceptable, but I did that for a couple of days. But you know, before the week was up, I was carrying sheets of plywood across that 6-inch beam. You get used to danger. Sometimes you forget it. Roy was an entrepreneur of sorts. Fairly wealthy, but not outrageously rich. He attended the church where I was the pastor. And one day we were talking, and he was talking about something he was going to do with some money he had, buy a small business or something like that. And he said, I don't know how people do it. And I said, how people do what? And he said, start their day without knowing Christ in their life. He said, I would be scared to death to do what I do if I wasn't sure that the Lord was there watching over me to protect me and to keep me going. Roy passed away a few months ago. I think he was about my age, maybe a little bit younger. But I always remember that story. Our scripture lessons this morning talked about some of the difficult things that are part of life. All of the passages have that in common. And then all of those passages have in common the joy of life that comes in knowing the Lord and living a life in Christ. That's the way the world works together, is it not? We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, but we know who holds tomorrow. That's the important part. In the first hymn this morning, we sang about how the deaf would hear, how the blind would see, how the lame would walk. And when we think about that, that's what Jesus told John the Baptist in the gospel this morning. John, in prison, I believe, sent one of his disciples to Jesus. Yes, John had disciples, many of them. Some of them became Jesus' disciples, a couple of them. And he said to Jesus, are you the one that we are to expect? In other words, are you the Messiah? Are you the one that will free us from our chains and our bondage, not only to the Romans, but also to the sin in our lives? Are you the one? And Jesus looked at him and said, go and tell John what you see and what you hear. The lame walk, the blind see, the deaf hear, the lepers are cured, people are raised from the dead. Now he didn't stand there and say, I certainly am. He said, look around, and what do you see? Tell John what you see and what you hear. We struggle from day to day. Many of us, if not from day to day, from every other day to every other day. There always seems to be things in life that want to drag us down. Fear, anxiety about tomorrow, just plain hard times, difficult times. And yet, the promise of the gospel is quite clear. We don't know what tomorrow will bring, but we know who holds tomorrow. We know who's in charge, and it's not us. In past years, I kind of thought it might be nice to be in charge and just be able to make whatever changes you want. But you know, if you had that power, or I had that power, somehow we messed it up. God's plan for tomorrow is a plan for your life, a plan and a blueprint, if you will, of the way your life is to go. Now, you don't have to follow the blueprint, but if you want to follow the blueprint of your life, you need to read God's Word in the Holy Scriptures. You need to pray. You need to share with one another the faith that moves you from day to day. And you need to recognize what's happening around you. That the blind will see, the lame will walk, the deaf will hear. That may be metaphorical. It may be just a statement of many of the difficulties of our lives that are before us. Or it may be actually solid evidence of God working in the world. Those who can't hear suddenly hear. Those who can't see suddenly see. Those who can't walk suddenly walk. Sometimes they run. I'm struggling with some of those things. My knees don't do what they're supposed to do, not what they used to do. My ears don't work the way they did. I can see pretty well, but it took a surgery to make that happen. But God provided the strength to move from day to day. God always provides that strength. He gives us the possibilities of tomorrow, sets them before us, and asks us to follow. Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing, or joy to the world, the Lord has come. Our hymns this morning were also about difficult times and about the joy of knowing Christ in our lives. What more can we ask for? There are things we might want in life which we haven't received. Maybe that great job that we wanted is gone, no longer around. Maybe some of the greatness we thought we might achieve has disappeared. I don't know of a pastor who's gone from seminary to a church who hasn't thought, I'm going to change the world. And that congregation is going to do exactly what I want them to do. And we're going to grow. And we're going to have 1,000 people in worship. And then reality hits. It doesn't work that way. I don't know how many of my colleagues have been disappointed with that. But God, who sent his Son to save us, God, who loved the world so much that he sent his only begotten Son, has laid out a path for us. And if we can but listen, if we can but read God's word, if we can but share with one another, God will make that path known to us. Would you pray with me? Ever-living God, we thank you that you can provide for us joy in the midst of fear, the midst of troubled times in our lives. We are so grateful for your word. We are grateful for your church. And we are grateful for one another. For in our neighbors and friends, we see those who can lift us up in difficult times and set us on the path that you would have us follow. Help us be open to our neighbors. Help us be open to one another. And most of all, help us be open to your love for us in Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen.